This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. And the winners are Joe Biden and Donald Trump. They've won their party's primaries in Michigan, but there are warning signs for them in the results. The AP's Joey Cappelletti.
Michigan was the last major primary state before Super Tuesday, giving Biden momentum heading into the March 5th primaries. And he's one step closer to locking up his party's nomination.
But some voters chose uncommitted in the Democratic primary, the first indication of how backlash over President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war might affect his reelection campaign. Donald Trump won his primary in Michigan by a large margin, but support for rival Nikki Haley shows that some Republican voters may have misgivings about him. Now to those wildfires in Texas. They forced some residents to evacuate, cut off power to thousands, and forced a nuclear weapons facility to shut down temporarily. Strong winds, dry grass, and warm temperatures have been fueling those wildfires.
That's prompted safety warnings for several towns in the state's rural panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire has more than doubled its size since it sparked Monday. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings and fire danger alerts for several other states throughout the midsection of the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden wants to better protect your personal data from adversaries like Russia and China. Today, he's signing an executive order aimed at doing that. This would include health records, finances, biometrics, and geolocation information. We now know when Alexei Navalny's funeral will take place, Friday in Moscow, says his spokesperson. Navalny, the Kremlin critic, died earlier this month in an Arctic penal colony. Many Western leaders blame his death on President Putin. Washington's hoping to avoid a partial government shutdown beginning this weekend over spending issues. This is AP News. San Francisco has a message for its black residents. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
Supervisors in San Francisco have formally apologized to African-American residents and their descendants for the city's role in perpetuating racism and discrimination. Among other things, a resolution apologizes for systemic discrimination and targeted acts of violence. An advisory committee proposed that every eligible black adult receive a $5 million lump sum cash payment and a guaranteed income of nearly $100,000 a year to remedy the wealth gap. According to a 2022 federal count, black people make up 38% of San Francisco's homeless population, despite being less than 6% of the general population. I'm Norman Hall.
Sony will cut about 900 jobs in its PlayStation division. That's about 8% of its global workforce, the latest tech company to announce layoffs. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.